I think it's vibe report time.
You seen the correct little blinking light there?
Yeah.
Batman?
Is that the right one? You there, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm a little hungover, but not bad.
How was your, you were DJing last night?
Yep. It was good. It was fun. It was, you know, it was like a huge crowded room full of like very attractive and drunk teenagers, it looked like. I mean, I just, you know, these guys are just going to be like the hugest band. They packed the place. It was a nice spring night.
Really?
That was just really drunk.
So you,
I don't remember anything about it.
You manipulated the
show was
the
good.
Audience with some greasy rock and roll?
No, I think I kind of went mostly for like Curtis Mayfield, like pimpy type soul records and glitter rock. They were a glitter rock crowd.
Uh-huh.
But it was cool. Night Bob was up in the sound booth, and Mikey Keen was there as my man to watch my back, and Alice was there, and a bunch of pals showed up. It was good. We had a great time.
Where did they set you up?
Up by the sound guy.
Oh, yeah?
You know, like, kind of off to the side of the sound, so it was cool.
In the shadow of Night Bob.
Turntables, yeah. And everything?
Yeah, turntables. It was fun. You know, I can't tell if the audience liked what I did, but they certainly liked the bands, boy. Mm-hmm. They went crazy. And you?
Oh, just up here working. Suffern, New York. We're in an awesome studio up here on the New York, New Jersey border, Bear Tracks, mixing this Go to Blazes thing, eating a lot of weird food, drinking Bush, you know.
Heading for the mountains.
Heading for the mountains. Yeah, we just had a power outage, and yesterday there was a gas leak.
Hmm.
We're in a 100-year-old barn built by Italian stonemasons.
Ah,
wow.
It's pretty exciting.
That's quite a vivid picture.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So, let's see. Vibe report. Oh, let's see.
Your record has escaped. I mean, been released.
Yeah, yeah. In Europe. I don't know if you can get it here. I mean, maybe at some import type places. I'm not sure. But, hey, I had this thing. Now, I don't know if this would interest any of the listeners of the Hound Show. If not, if they don't like this record, at least they could get a free one, and then they could turn it in to stores to get credit on something else that they did like. There's a billboard every once in a while. They got these record companies that give out brand new records if you call or fax them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one for the new Pretenders record, and it's an 800 number. You just have to call up and invent some like company name for yourself.
Oh yeah.
And they'll send you the free CD.
I know somebody that would definitely want that.
Yeah.
I bet Alice would want that.
Well, you know what? I figure there's probably a few people that would either want it or want to get it and trade it in. And so I thought I'd give out this 800 number.
There you go. That's free Pretenders records, folks.
Okay. Get a pen, folks.
Get a pen, everybody.
Everyone, they're getting a pen.
Or a crayon.
Putting down the beer. Okay, that's probably enough time. You call 800-455-2302. And they says, as they say, give our friendly phone machine a call. You just have to tell them your name and address, of course, and invent some company name.
Yeah, like WFMU?
Make it sound official, folks.
But whatever.
Yeah. Not like that scam with Con Ed.
You know, and, well, there's a little offering right there. I mean, that's worth something if you want it. But
free stuff, man.
Free
it's the
stuff.
Best kind.
Swag.
Swag, all right. There you go. Well, thanks for that tip.
Yeah, what's going on in town this evening?
Well, it's the debut of J. Sherman Godfrey's latest musical enterprise, the Lazy JCs. I think that's probably what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll probably go to Green Door later and make sure, just to make sure I'm good and stinking drunk.
Oh, that'll be the last stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. End of the night.
That sounds pretty good. I think we'll be working very late since I had that power outage.
And when do you get back to our great metropolis?
Well, sometime around, probably at crack of dawn.
Oh, tomorrow you'll be back?
No, tonight, tomorrow, slash. Mm.
Do you have to wait for them to reopen the George Washington Bridge first?
What happened?
They closed it for the weekend.
What for?
I think they're taking it down to clean it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's
jumping day, that's what it is.
There's a few other ways to get in there, I guess. You know?
Think about it, though, because I think it really is like closed down for the weekend.
Well, I don't need the bridge.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, there you go.
We could drive down to Midtown or something, you know, area.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln or whatever. It'll be 3 o'clock in the morning. Traffic will only be piling back the other way. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I had all the whole big rap about Belgian beers and everything.
Man.
Oh, right, right.
Did you try that Vieille Cuvée stuff?
What's that?
Vieille Cuvée? I don't know how to spell it. That's what Lars taught me. That they explained to me that's how you pronounce it. It's just like doing NyQuil, except it tastes like beer.
Oh, yeah, I've had that before. I didn't have that this time. Oh. This time I was more interested in this Blanche beer, which is an unfiltered beer with a little bit of a lemony taste, real fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other stuff, Creek, which is spelled with a K.
Oh, yeah, I had that.
It's got like a champagne cork in it. It's vaguely cherry taste.
Yeah.
But it really kind of good, kind of explosive.
I just went for the stuff with extra medicine. It was, you know, it was a pretty dark tour, and it was pretty
late
in it.
But like the Nouvelle.
Yeah.
What is that clear junk that they're, that reconstituted beer garbage that they're...
FEMA?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, we were at this Kentucky Derby party last week.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there was all this great booze around, all this incredible, like, bourbon and fresh mint juleps, fresh mint and all that. And, you know, everyone's, these people are walking around with that stuff. It's just sort of like offensive.
You know who makes Zima?
Who?
Coors.
Oh, really?
So it's even clearer, lighter, and less beer tasting, I would assume, than real Coors.
Less light, less taste, less fun.
Yeah, there you go. It might have extra medicine. I don't know. It's unfortunately, in this, as you must be aware of, Roscoe, having just come back from Europe, in this fine country of ours, we're a little backwards in the beer department in many ways, including the fact that we don't label for potency like they do over there.
Right.
Which I think is just beautiful.
Well, I don't know. That Zima stuff, it kind of strikes me. I mean, sometimes when you're drinking beer, you're just staring at the beer, you know? And,
yeah.
And that's really, it's an offensive package.
Yeah, so it's true.
Like the Lucky Charms box, for instance, in breakfast cereals, always got a lot of information on it. You know, if you're stuck there...
Quite an analogy.
If you're eating that breakfast by yourself, which, you know, people do, and they do drink beer by themselves, sometimes the label is... You know, better to look at than some, you know, old guy taking a sporting chance at the end of the bar.
Yeah, it's really true. It's hard to wonder, like, what the hell happened when you're looking at a clear fluid.
I don't know. I don't know about the Zima stuff. I mean, they'd have to give it a lot of it. I'd have to go into, like, some real sanctioned research to be able to come up with a favorable opinion on that. It's after going through this last tragedy with them discontinuing Red Tag 505 Levi's,
oh,
I'm not ready for any more drastic changes, you know, like some weird pseudo malt beverage in a clear glass bottle, no, I don't think so.
Well, the bottle looks like a good thrower. I haven't hefted one myself, but it seems, you know, like it probably balances about in the middle.
It might be, I mean, after, maybe if this thing fails in the next 5 years, then they'll, like, be cutting the tops off and, you know, selling them as glassware out of Crate and Barrel catalogs or something.
You know, something that horrible is bound to succeed.
Yeah.
Whenever I think when they aim something directly at the public's stupidity, it's just sure to be a success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a round peg in a round hole.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And that gig last night was really crowded, right?
Yeah, there you go. But they were fun. They're fun. That was fun.
That's good. That's good. How about it?
How about that?
How about it? Well, I guess I'll see you guys.
Okay,
soon.
Sko. Go back to your compressors.
I'll be back. Oh, man. Vintage tube compressors they are.
Well, okay. I'll see you tomorrow, Sko.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Have fun and sip carefully.